I'm Vin.
I'm Sori.
That's Sparky.
Salty. Chip.
And we're about to do... we're about to step into some dangerous territory.
Oh, gosh. Why?
It's Black Sabbath.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Well, last time we did Black Sabbath, we did Paranoid.
Oh.
And it didn't go well. People, I think people think that because a song is a classic song, that it's a good song.
Yeah.
And I don't think that that's the same.
No, because I think there's some emotion that's attached to classics.
Well, yeah, I think that if a song is like genre defining or created a genre, what that means is that it's not going to be as good as what it metastasizes into.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the first.
Yep.
So, like, you know, look, if something like creates a genre, then great. That's amazing, and you deserve respect for it, but that doesn't mean it's a great song.
Right.
Just means that you did something different, that's all. So, I mean, hey, the thing about Vin and Sori is that you're going to get 100% this is how we feel about a given thing.
Mm-hmm.
Simple.
That's true.
Our bellies are full of burgers that we've made of sacred cows. But I think we've grown in being respectful.
I think so.
You know.
And I think that we've grown in coming to accept certain ones, like being like, actually, this is not bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's some stuff that we still feel like is terrible, but...
That's my opinion. Nothing you can do about it.
Right.
Nothing you can do. OTEP posted this thing on Facebook, Schoolcraft. We were laughing at it because she says, everybody likes you to be sincere until you're sincere about them.
Yep.
Then all of a sudden, people don't like you being sincere.
Right.
And real.
Right.
All right. Anyway, Iron Man, Black Sabbath. I guess this is like a classic song. And once again, our credentials are going to be completely cashed in because I've never really heard this song. Have you?
No.
I'm pretty sure... No, I've never heard it before. Anyway, let's do it. Iron Man, Black Sabbath. Let's do it.
Go.
Time!
That one, they spent more than 20 minutes writing, I assure you. Da, da, that was on the same record as Paranoid.
Yeah.
What?
I just...
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
that riff?
Yeah.
You didn't like the song?
I felt bored.
Who are you?
Not to tell you, I felt bored.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow, I completely disagree. I think this is the first time we've ever really disagreed.
Completely disagreed on a song?
This.
I feel like there's one other one.
This deeply.
Yeah.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
You must be. It must be because you're tired.
Dun, 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 dun. The lyrics is like ba 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 ba.
Oh, yeah,
like over and over and over.
It's 1970. I don't know. This one doesn't bother me. The Paranoid one bothered me. I just felt like it was lazy. Mm-hmm. Which people ended up saying, well, it only took them 20 minutes. Well, then fucking... But this one, that riff, see, I was like, I've never heard this song before, but I have heard this guitar part before. I've heard the guitar. I didn't hear, like...
Sorry, guys.
All the... But the...
I mean, maybe it's because I'm tired. I don't really feel very good.
Maybe
I don't
tired.
Really feel good.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, does he kind of look like Zen a little bit? If you put some black hair on him, like straight
Zen
down like
looks
that?
Like him.
Okay, yeah. But don't you think so?
No, I don't think he looks like Zen at all.
Really?
Not at all. Zen, she just said you look like somebody from Black Sabbath, so
I'm going to side-by-side those pictures.
Pretty sure that's a compliment. I can't believe you don't like the song. That riff was... You're not... You know, like, when you're really, really, really tired, I just think... this riff is, like, objectively badass.
Really?
So I first heard this riff, like, when I was 7 years old. I was in the... remember that place I took you where that white dude kept following us around in Biddeford? And he was like, what are you doing here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Little
yes.
Neighborhood watch guy.
Yeah.
Big truck. Inspiration for a lot of music. Let me tell you what. So anyway, I was living there at the time, right? And I remember Jim and Kevin. So Kevin was the neighborhood bully, and then Jim was like the nerd. And they were arguing about which band was better. And I don't remember who Kevin was saying, but Jim was saying, you're ridiculous. Obviously, it's Black Sabbath. And then he started going, dun, 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 dun. And I was like, I couldn't understand. Like, what? And then everybody in the group was like, oh, no, you know what? You're right. He's right. Like, what?
Really?
Okay, I didn't know what was going on. So when he said this, I was like, oh shit, that's Jim. You know? But
yeah.
This is a badass song, man. You didn't like that riff at all? Like, you know how I always say, like, what did the riff sound like 2 seconds later? You don't know?
Yeah.
Like, this is one where you remember it, right?
I think it's dun, 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 dun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's memorable as hell. It's like...
Well, maybe that's what I was like. And I just felt like it was too predictable. I knew it was going to be happening.
The vocals matched the...
Yeah, yep.
The riff almost like one for one.
Yeah.
There was no, like, you know, variation.
Yeah.
So, you know, but I mean, I don't know why they did that in a couple other songs too. Like, that's not really... I don't know, but...
I feel like that's how my family does music too, you know? So that might be why.
Oh my God.
What?
Like the vocals go exactly along with
exactly.
The... Yeah. No, like this has got to be like, because this is in 1970. And I felt like this was, didn't you feel like this was a hard riff? Like, dun, 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 dun,
honestly. I think everybody needs to give me a pass. My stomach hurts. I don't really feel very good. I just really want. I think I want to just be in bed. I'm sorry, guys, but you know what? You have to take me for who I am. It's 1:30 in the morning, and I'm usually still good to be awake at this time. But I don't feel very good. so that might be my problem. Maybe if I heard it again tomorrow, I'd feel differently.
The lyrics are like all over the place. I love them.
Yeah, we're talking about an Iron Man.
Has he lost his mind? Can he see? Is he blind? Can he walk at all? Or if he moves, will he fall? Is he alive or dead? Has he thoughts within his head? He was turned to see. I was like rocking with it. I was going with it, and then they talked about stealing a magnetic field, and I'm like, what is happening here?
Oh, I just kept picturing that Iron Giant.
I did too, actually.
The cartoon one.
Yeah. Iron Giant, yeah. So, like, the Iron Giant, he traveled... So, he's traveling... Okay, magnetic field. He traveled time for the future of mankind. So, it's basically like a science fiction type of thing. And then he's come back to Earth.
Yeah, it seems like that people just wanted to use him for his ability to go to the future, but they don't actually want him. See, nobody wants him. He just stares at the world, planning his vengeance that he will soon unfurl. So I think that, you know, I think it's the typical, you know, robot thing where he turns against the people. You know, they use him, and then he turns on them, you know? He's smart enough to go to the future, but he's smart enough to overpower you, too.
So what is he like? Is he acting like he can't see or whatever? Like, he's pretending that he's like, well, this, like, invalid, but he's plotting vengeance the entire time.
I don't think that he's acting like he's an invalid. I think that there's always the question, how smart is technology really? Like, how smart is this robot really? And so I think that that's what it is. Like, can he see or is he blind?
Why are you saying robot? He's called Iron Man.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like... I mean, if he's an Iron Man, well, I mean, do you think that there's literally a man who's popped out of his mom's womb all made of iron?
No.
I think he was created, and that's why he's iron.
No, he turned to steel in a great magnetic field. Can't you read this right there?
Hey, you were going to say, can't you read?
No.
What? Yes, you were. And I don't even feel good. How mean you are to me.
He says he was turned to steel in the great magnetic field. So he got turned into steel.
He was turned to steel in the great.
So he was a dude.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He was a dude, and then he wants to kill these people now. So they must have killed him.
So it wasn't a robot then. It was a man that traveled time and had some adverse effect when he was traveling.
He went through like a magnetic field and got turned into iron.
Okay. But then nobody wants him. Everybody like probably looking at him like he's some kind of.
But he must have died.
Well, they said, is he dead or is he alive?
Yeah, he must have been dead, though, because look, it says...
I actually like these lyrics, because I like this sort of a topic.
I think he died, because it says, now the time is here for Iron Man to spread here vengeance from the grave.
Kills the people he would save.
Remember I talked about Evil Ryu?
Yeah, tell me again.
So Ryu is this character on Street Fighter 2, and
yeah.
He's like...
Oh, yep.
You know, but he's like good, because he's pure, because all he wants is the next fight... And, you know, like, aside from his worship of violence. But, like, he's like the best character there because all he cares about is the fight.
Yep.
Whereas, like, Chun-Li's going there because she wants vengeance for her dad. And Ken's going there because, like, he's, like, an egomaniac. He's got blonde hair, and, you know, he's, you know. And Bison is, like... And Bison is like this evil guy who wants to take over the world, and so he creates this fighting tournament, and whoever wins the tournament wins the world.
Okay.
Whatever. E Honda wants to prove that Sumo is it. But Ryu, he doesn't have any ulterior motive. All he wants to do is fight and find the next challenge. That's it. He's not in it for his own glory. He's not in it for, you know, anything. He just wants to fight. So Ryu is this pure character in Street Fighter, right? Well, then they come up with this character called Evil Ryu, which is what if you had a dude with all of Ryu's powers and his like drive to win, but he's evil as hell. So they made him darker, and then they gave him red eyes, right? So it's like I always think about this, like what if there is like an evil Jesus, like so you see right here.
That's scary,
right? Like he rises from the grave, but he rises to kill people. Kill the people he once saved.
Pet cemetery.
There's some like messianic undertone there. Mm-hmm. Like, think about it. Like, it's a guy who leaves his place in order to save mankind, and then human beings won't listen to him. They just pass over him. He dies. But, of course, in our story, Jesus rises from the dead to save people, like, to complete our salvation. But this guy, he rises from the grave to seek vengeance on the people he once saved. Mm-hmm. Because, why? Because they wouldn't listen to him?
No, they don't care about him. Nobody wants him.
So he wants to kill him now? Just because people don't want him?
Because he went to do all that stuff for them, to help them and to save them, and they friggin' used his ass, because he comes back now. He needs some help. He needs some support. The friggin' man is turned to steel. And then he could use a little bit of love and understanding from some people, but nobody even wants him in there. Is he alive? Is he dead? Is he...
You seem really passionate about this.
Yeah, because
this
I think it's terrible. Yeah. Yeah, you know, and then it starts to make him bitter. I mean, he already has to deal with the changing of his
chemistry. This guy doesn't handle rejection very well.
No.
Now he wants to murder these people.
Yeah.
And he's plotting all his vengeance. Allahu Akbar.
Yeah. But I think that loneliness does that to people. I think loneliness changes people into things that they never were. You know, a lot of times the school shootings is coming from a kid who was rejected and bullied and basically left alone a lot of times, and then it turned him into something else. Now this character was saving the world before he got put in that situation. Maybe it's the same for some of these other people. Maybe if we had a least little bit of kindness to spread on people around us, you know, because we have this tendency as human beings to pick on who's already being picked on. A lot of people do. It's a pecking order. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen what chickens will do, but when one starts getting pecked at, like, and they'll friggin' pull all the feathers out of it and dig all into it, like, they'll all start picking at the same chicken. So you gotta get that thing out of there, you're gonna peck it to death. And people can kind of be like that. Like, there's obviously a very troubled kid at school. He or she is going through a difficult time, and then people will start, and they all pick on the same awkward person. You know? And it doesn't really change, you know. I saw it at my work. It was always that person that, you know, everybody just kind of treated like they were...
Well, they're not doing that to him. They're just ignoring him.
They didn't... Yeah, nobody wants him. Nobody
kill people just because they ignore you?
No, I'm not saying that that's right or that's good. But what I'm saying is, he flipped on him.
He did. He didn't take rejection very well.
No.
Kills the people he once saved. Iron Man lives again, so he did die. He died. Well, I mean, it's not that nobody cared about... Well, no, it says nobody wants it.
Explicitly says it.
So you agree with him killing all those poor people?
I did not say that. You're putting words in my poor, sick mouth. I said that... It's terrible that they did that to him, and I understand his reaction, and I didn't say it was right, but
you didn't
understand.
Didn't say it was wrong either.
It's wrong to kill people.
That's good.
Okay.
That's good. This is
all right.
Good.
It's wrong.
Okay.
But people have their breaking points. I'm not saying it's right.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where it's like, why did you do the good thing for a person? See, this is what I don't like.
I know, you always say this.
Like, why did you do the good thing for the person? Did you do it purely for them and their well-being?
Obviously,
or did
he
you
didn't.
Do it to get some little payback?
Right, obviously he didn't.
Because, like, if you come back to the earth, and who cares if nobody's nice to you?
But you saved them all.
You saved the world.
That's
good.
That's what you were aiming for.
That's what you were aiming for.
No, there was obviously more than that for him.
Yeah, that's weird to me, man. Don't pretend you did it for the world, like you did it as an exchange.
Well, maybe when everything was okay, he was doing it for the world, and he had to sacrifice to do that because he had to go through that thing, and he didn't know what was going to happen.
I think he had something in himself where he wanted the approval, the adulation,
sure.
The adulation of people, and so he went and took
very
on.
Very possible.
He went on to go on this mission, and then when it didn't end up the way he wanted it to, then he went and killed everyone. Allahu Akbar. That's stuck for a lot. I mean, that's terrible. If you're one of those people, then just don't do anything nice for anybody.
Yeah, but I don't think that he knew it until after.
You're one of those people, huh?
Well, I wouldn't go kill everybody, But I am one of those people that when I sacrifice, like I did for some people, I sacrifice a lot for somebody. And then they fucking turned on me when I was already in the ditch, in my opinion. And that hurt because I felt like, how is it that like, when literally nobody would open their doors to you, I opened my doors to you and I didn't do it so you could pat me on the back about it. But I thought that, you know, we were at least some sort of friends, but you turned on me and not even to my face. The person never ever said anything to my face.
I mean, those people never do.
They just said it all behind my, well, I say behind my back, all over Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like that's wrong. And I didn't help that person out just because, oh, I wanted something in return. Well, but then my reaction is, well, yeah, I thought that we were friends. I didn't know that you'd turn on me like that. So, what? So it hurts. It's hurtful. I don't think, but I wouldn't go kill the person, nor would I want somebody else to kill them or hurt them.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm not all made of steel either. You know what I'm saying? Like this person, like it's not just the whole world turned on him, but like their whole anatomy is different now.
Well, isn't people turning on people who try to save them like the central part of our story?
Yeah.
As Christians, like.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's true.
I mean, I think if you're going to help people, your assumption should be that they're going to turn on you as long as it's not beneficial to them.
I just don't know how to have that mindset without being negative as hell. You don't seem like you're negative about it. You seem like you're just like, oh, okay, that's what people do. I don't understand that.
Well, it's human weakness. It's just...
I don't understand how I can look at somebody and say, you're weak, you're probably going to stab me in the back, but... You know, I'm gonna love you anyway. I don't know how to get to that point because each time I think, oh.
Well, they
God,
probably don't think I love them. People are like, man, you are cold blooded. They think that I'm cold blooded. It's not that I'm cold blooded. It's just that, you know. Like it's obvious that at this point my usefulness to you has expired.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna go and pretend that we have like some relationship because we never had one like a long like friendship type of relationship. There was like a, you know, I was providing you a, you know,
a particular service.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he was providing a particular service, and it's like, oh, you know, it's like there's certain type of things where it's like, you know. If you jumped in front of a bullet for a person and you died, like, they wouldn't be able to be there to thank you.
Yeah.
They would move on with their lives.
But you fully assumed that like, you thought that, you knew that's what was going to happen. If I jumped in front of a bullet, I know I'm going to die, but that's what I'm choosing to do. He was choosing this, he wanted to save them. He didn't think that they were going to turn on him. He didn't think that his body was going to be completely changed.
Jesus had thousands of people following him and one of his disciples with him at the cross.
Yeah, but it says he knew what was in them. He knew. He wasn't surprised.
Yeah, so do you. The Bible doesn't make it a mystery. What's
in
people?
No, because I still go into a situation naively, and maybe it's because I romanticize the idea of friendships that are deep enough to withstand stuff.
I'm your friend.
And people that won't turn on you.
Look, you'll have thousands of people. Only one of them, one or two of them will be with you at your cross. Those are the facts. That's life. That's life! If you're going to be the type of person that pours themselves out and tries to take part in the salvation of the world, then that's going to happen.
I suppose.
You know, like...
Well, no, I mean, it fits the line of reasoning.
It fits the narrative.
And it fits the narrative, I get that, but
yeah.
But it still hurts.
Yeah.
Still makes me sad, even when I think about it now. And you know what's weird?
Well, every time we have these discussions, I was like, man, what's wrong with me? Because these people won't make me sad at all. I don't feel anything for them at all. I don't feel bad about them. I don't feel good about them. I don't feel bad about them. I just, like, oh, like, I understand. Like, you watch a Discovery Channel and you see, like, a lion eating, like, a gazelle. You're like, nah, that's really fucked up with the gazelle. Like, I know objectively it sucks.
But you don't feel sad?
I don't feel sad. It's just nature. It's just their nature. Like, people are born weak. What do you want to, you know?
I feel sad for the gazelle.
Like, they wouldn't need your saving if they were strong.
Yeah, but I think I perceived, you know what I think that it is? It's that you have a street mentality, and so that street mentality comports to that, like, you're beside me through thick and thin, whatever, forever, like, and I know that, like, about you, like, I know you have my back, and I know that you're not gonna, like, turn and be like, oh yeah, and, like, say all this stuff about me and just, like, turn on a dime, you know what I mean? And I think, because other people that turned on me, I actually expected it, but those people, this is terrible, but those people, they were church people, and so I expected them to be like that. Is sad and terrible.
You expect them to be like what?
I expected church people to be like that, because I never really had a bunch of good experiences with church people growing up. They were very judgmental. They always had their rules that they were trying to put on me.
So
I expected them to. So I never really thought that they were like they had my back or my corner. But that person was like more from the streets, and so I think that I expected something different, strangely, from that person, because I thought that, you know, like, they had more of a street mentality, and like, I thought that we had some sort of something deeper, because...
What did she ever give to you?
Nothing. She only took from
you. She only took from you. What does that tell you?
But I just thought that there wasn't an opportunity. I was never really in need. And then I was in need, and she fucking turned on me.
Okay, well, when it was clear that you were in need, what did she do for you?
She turned on me, and then that
was... No, before that happened, like, it was obvious that things were not going well for you.
Yeah.
When did she ever offer to help you?
She didn't. She would just tell me her problems.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, so what did you think she was gonna do? I mean...
Yeah.
One of my maxims is people will always tell you who they are, and believe them. Believe them. You've had more reciprocity from people in the virtual world in our village than you have from church people that you saw in flesh and blood.
I know.
Well, I mean,
I know.
What does that tell you? You had a bunch of emotional and psycho-spiritual vampires in your life. And look, that's all they could do at the time due to whatever the circumstances that got them there and whatever reasons that they were. And so, you know, they weren't pretending to be anything they weren't. You know, was it the good kind? Says he, what did he say? He said, don't look at words, look at actions. The actions will tell you who they are.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you got better, much better luck with people in the village than you got.
Oh, I know.
Oh, I know.
It is, literally.
These people, their impulse is to, like, give and to worry about people. And mm-hmm. I posted something one time. I posted being as an ocean thing. I posted the fireside thing. Then I canceled it. And people were like, yo, are you okay? You good? You guys are right? Blah, blah, blah. Take a day off. Yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
These people, like, immediate impulse to give back and to reciprocate.
Yeah.
Well, they're telling you. They're telling you who they are. Then you got other people who all they do is consume, consume, consume. Well, they're telling you who they are. You can't, you know.
I think that's why when I was talking to Pony and I was just talking to her and I was just explaining to her something that I had saw in my mind one time that I always wish that I could paint, but I'm not a painter. And then she was like, oh, she's like immediately wanted to do it. And it like... I cried because I was like,
yeah,
that's not something that usually,
it's not what people do with us.
People do with us. Yeah.
No. So, you know, nobody's forcing her to do that.
Right.
You know, it's just, people just have the impulse to,
yeah.
And none of these people are like, not one person that we are making all these connections with are people that the church would, you know, whatever. And that's not commentary on the church, because this is what the church was supposed to be. Period.
Mm.
But I think, like, if you don't have... People will say, oh, that's a really cynical way of looking at the world, then. Well, you know, to me, it's like, if you don't look at the world that way, and if you don't understand people that way, then you're going to become a very bitter person.
Well, Yeah. I would agree with that.
You know, it's that original sin doctrine has been extremely useful to me.
I know. You just... Yeah, I know it has been. I just don't know how to get there.
I love it. Honestly, like, original sin is like one of my favorite doctrines.
You're so easygoing about stuff.
Yeah, because it doesn't make you a vengeful person. Like, why are you going to take vengeance for? They never pretended they were anything other than that. Mm-hmm. Why didn't they go up in space and, like, save the world then? Why were they cool with you going up in space?
Because they didn't want to turn into iron.
They didn't want to turn into iron.
Hell no!
They wanted you to go up there.
Take that chance.
Okay, so they told you who they were. It's not like you had to draw straws to see who got the privilege of going up there to fucking become the Iron Man and shit.
Oh, man.
None of these people were trying to be what we were. They were trying to do what we were doing.
Right.
You know how I know? Because as soon as we left, you motherfuckers stayed home and let all those people die down there. So there's a reason. There's a reason, you know. I'm probably going to delete that. There's a reason that people are the way that they are.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I'm not going to actually keep that in there.
I was going back and forth.
For posterity. So they weren't trying to go up in space with him.
No, yeah.
He did it by himself. then he came back and he's all, you know. Now he's Iron Man. So anyway,
wow.
I like the song a lot.
Well,
this
the
is
lyrics,
a fucking classic.
The lyrics brought it up for me.
The riff, sorry.
I know, but this is a little unconventional. But I want to listen to the song again and then rate it at the end.
All right, let's listen to it again.
Skip past this, people, if you don't want to hear it.
No, just clip it. Just unrecord and then record.
I'll be back.
Or no, you know what? People are probably going to want to
see how you look the second time.
It's only a 5-minute song. Sorry, guys. You have to listen to it again. Very long review.
Right, they're used to it from last days.
Yeah, this is the first time we've actually ever done this.
Yeah. Okay, ready?
Go!
Go. Oh, he's walking. Yeah. Wreck-It Shop now. He's taking his revenge. Well, that makes a difference. Now, it makes more sense. See, sometimes I wish we talked about the lyrics and then listened to the music that they put to those lyrics. Because I think it would, I think we should try that one time.
All right.
Because everybody else does it the opposite way, but I'm not sure that that's the best way to do it. Because you think, so at the beginning, the sound obviously was his lead footsteps coming toward them. And then the music didn't really move, it kind of stayed the same, because friggin' if he's an Iron Man and the music is going to that, it's not really gonna make, it's gonna be slow. And then they were like, is he gonna fall, is he gonna stand, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't, he's not like running around, whatever. And then it stays the same as they're telling the story, and then at the end, like, that's when they, usually all the craziness is in the middle of the song, or from what I've seen, but they had it at the end, because I think that they were like, this is when he's wrecking shop.
Wrecking shop.
Yeah. So it made sense. Like, the whole thing made more sense and was very fitting. So I'm giving them a higher score. Literally, I was going to give them like a 3 or 4.
Whoa.
Yeah, I was.
This is like one of the greatest songs of all time.
I was, yeah, but I couldn't appreciate it because I just felt
according
like,
to
well,
Jim.
Why?
Jim won that argument because he said, dun, 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 dun. He won the argument.
Yep.
Boom. Case closed.
And I can see how, like, kids would like it, too.
Well, he was about 14, 15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, boy.
Well, I thought he was like a man almost.
Yep.
Almost dead. 14. Yep. God almighty.
Did I tell you I was having, not an argument, but a debate with our oldest? He's convinced he's an adult. I said, you're not even 13. I said, you know, people become teenagers before they become adults. Father says I'm an adult. I said, I don't know what world you guys are living in, but you're not an adult.
In Middle Eastern? 12 years
he
old?
He said, well, if I was in another culture. I said, well, you're not.
You're a bum.
You're not in another culture. This is America. America.
America. America!
Okay, so...
What do you give the song?
8.9! What are you giving it?
9.4.
Whoa.
This is a bad fucking song, man. I don't know. 9.8. 9.8 for me.
I'll go up to a 9.2.
You know what's funny?
I'm not going to a 9.8.
You know what's funny? People always say things like, you're overanalyzing the song. It's about a robot. It's like, the song is most likely about a robot or an Iron Man or something like that. But you don't think that there are maybe some human experience, human nature commentary within this song? Like, I think there's probably some implication. Here's the funny thing about literature. Even, there's this sort of theory in art that it's literally impossible for any artist to come up with anything that they haven't seen, felt, or experienced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that theory is true. Even if they create a fictional story about fucking unicorns, mm-hmm. it's still saying something about human nature.
Yeah.
So even if the thing is about robots.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's still something about human nature, okay? So please don't flood the comment section about this song is about robots. Even the guy who said it was about robots. I'm sure he probably did. But he's a human being, so he can't not say something about the human experience. Okay, 9.8.
9.2.
Thin out.
Three out.
Gone.